Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
As always, such a pleasure to have Owen Kennan from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back. And Owen, as this is the last Saturday of the month, so we're heading into December, festive season in earnest just around the corner, it would be so rude if we didn't put the spotlight on a few Christmas movies or series, because, well, it is that time of year and I'm very excited. We're going to start with this, and this is new to Netflix, and what they're saying, this is set to be the Christmas TV streaming highlight, the latest offering from Aardman Studios. And this is Robin Robin. It's new to Netflix and it's all about a bird who goes on a journey of self-discovery. And it's got quite the cast as well.
Once a year, the humans take the spikiest tree in the woods, put a shiny magic star on top, make a wish, and in the morning, they get anything they want.
The magic shiny. I wish I was a mouse.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, there's a cracking cast in here. Lovely to see Gillian Anderson. I'll watch anything with Gillian Anderson in it, honestly. She does a lot of voice work kind of for podcasts and stuff. So this is her first like TV series role, I think. It's a 30-minute short from Aardman, who we all know and love from making Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run, and the sequel that's coming out next year on Netflix, I think it is. It's basically a robin, a little bird who gets raised by a family of mice. It's kind of a coming of age story, and as she gets older, she realizes that she's not part of the family. She's part of the family, but she's different to them. So yeah, it's kind of about discovering who she really is. It's so cute. Everything looks so fluffy and adorable. You're just gonna fall in love with everything here. As I said, Gillian Anderson voices the cat, who's kind of the villain of the piece. Richard E. Grant is also in there, who voices the magpie, who's addicted to shiny stuff, and he's a great character. Adil Akhtar is also plays the mouse, Robin's father in this. So it's a lovely cast and it's so cute. It's a perfect watch for this weekend, I think, after watching the toy show last night as well.
Okay, so Robin new to Netflix, so that's all lovely and cozy. This one, we're back to Marvel, it seems that we can't go too far without actually having something from Marvel. And Clint Barton, aka Hawkeye, is back, and this time he's confronting enemies of his past in order to get home for Christmas. And this is new to Disney Plus, Hawkeye.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who terrorized the city's underworld is back.
The past is caught up with me.
Should we be worried?
No, it's nothing. I'll be home for Christmas. I promise.
Yeah, okay, brand new to Disney Plus. If you've been watching all the Disney Plus series, I think this is the fifth one of this year. There's plenty more to come, of course, in the future. But yeah, this is the last one of the year. And they're going to go out with a bang. It's a big Christmas kind of action TV series, which is a nice spin on the classic Marvel superhero series. Nice to have kind of Christmas spin on things here. And yeah, as you said, it's Jeremy Renner plays Hawkeye. He's got to get home for Christmas to his family, but in the meantime something happens. There's bad guys getting the scene in New York City, and he's also joined by Kate Bishop, who is played by Hayley Steinfeld. So it's the introduction of her into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is her first time appearing on the screen, and hopefully I think she's gonna take over the mantle of Hawkeye. So it's kind of him passing the baton onto her, essentially. It's lots of fun. I've seen the first two episodes, and I think there's six episodes in total, so it'll take us all the way up to Christmas. Brilliant. I really enjoyed this one.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. So that's Hawkeye Disney Plus. Now this, I've seen the trailers on the television and I really would like to go and see this, not least because it does have an amazing cast and it's new to Sky Plus. It's also actually available to watch in the cinemas this weekend as well. And it's a reimagining of the story of Father Christmas, all about a little boy called Nicholas who sets off into the snowy white north in search of his father. This is a boy called Christmas.
You may find this hard to believe, but long ago, nobody knew about Christmas. It started with a boy called Nicholas and a summons from the king.
I'm asking you to go to the very edges of our kingdom and bring back a spark of magic to give us hope.
I'm going to Elfhelm to find the elves, Mika, to bring some new hopes to the world.
You ready, old friend?
Born ready.
You can talk.
And I can fly as well.
No, just kidding. No mice can fly. That would be absurd.
Yeah, and it's based on the best-selling book by Matt Haig. And I think there's 5 books in the series, so this is the first. I don't know if they have plans to make the rest of them, but yeah, this is the first one that they're making. And yeah, a cracking cast. It, like you said, there's Kristen Wiig is in there, Toby Jones, Sally Hawkins, Jim Broadbent, of course. You know, you can't go without a Christmas movie without Jim Broadbent being in it. And Maggie Smith, of course, she kind of is the storyteller.
The big star.
The big star. It's set in modern day, but then she tells the story of this boy, a boy called Christmas, and he goes off on an adventure. He's got his loyal pet mouse, who's voiced by Stephen Merchant, and he's also joined by a reindeer named Blitzen, and it's very magical. And yeah, if you have the opportunity, I would definitely recommend watching this in the cinema. But if not, it's on Sky Cinema.
Yeah, and there won't be a dry eye in the house at the end of the night, but all in the nicest possible way, in the nicest possible way. So exactly. Just to recap, Robin on Netflix, Hawkeye on Disney Plus, and then That A Boy Called Christmas on Sky. And of course, as we both said, in the cinemas, in the movie theatres this weekend too. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Owen, thank you as always. And should we look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday?
Thanks, Carol. Happy